My God, I thank you so much for today. Thank you for the privilege and the honor you are giving me once again to share with your people. As we go into your word, I strip myself of every confidence that I have in my heart concerning my knowledge, your ability to share your word. I ask for fresh mercy to be a faithful steward of the mysteries of the kingdom and for sufficient grace to minister as an oracle of God. And Lord, as your word goes forth, let it go forth in power, in clarity, in simplicity, in the comfort and love of the Spirit. Do an internal work in our hearts and life, causing our wills to become more humble, our minds further enlightened with revelation knowledge of the word, and our emotions further controlled and tempered by the power of the Holy Spirit. As word goes forth, it will break yokes in our lives. I pray in particular for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Use the eyes of understanding before thy enlightened, Lord God, that we may know better the hope of your calling upon our lives, the riches of the glory of your entrance in us, and the exceeding greatness of your resurrection power in Christ. Lord, I pray for mercy to redeem time. Help me not to say things that are necessary. Lord, let us be a lean on you. Come and have of you. Come and glorify the Lord Jesus. Come and testify of him as we go into the world today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. The title of my message today is Establishing the King's Throne in Righteousness. Let's say it together. Establishing the King's Throne in Righteousness. Let's turn in our Bibles to, it's not a new message. It's not something new to us. As I continue, we'll know it's something that I've been doing over and over. But yeah, recently, Pastor shared the scripture. And Mommy has been always praying this prayer. And Pastor Williams mentioned when we are praying today that God will remove wicked advisors before our king. So, in my meditations last week, God gave me this word, and I believe it's time for me to share it. So, establishing the king's throne in righteousness. Proverbs 25, we read verses 4 and 5 in the King James. Are we all there? Proverbs 25, verses 4 and 5. I'll read after me. Take away, let's read together. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. So you see here that God is likening, comparing the wicked to the dross. So he's saying that take away the dross from the silver, and there will come forth a vessel for the finer. That means that if you do not remove the dross from the silver, you will not get a vessel for the finer. Are you all with me? So he now says in that same vein, he says, take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in what? Righteousness. That means if you don't take away the wicked from before the king, his throne will not be established in righteousness, and the purpose of God will not be fulfilled. By the grace of God, I'll be explaining to us how God has shown me the role that we need to play in our nation at this time. Also applies in different ways to other nations and even our personal lives. Are you all with me? So we will see what God means by taking away the wicked. Praise the Lord. Perhaps in the New Living Translation, it says, remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. That will take your mind straight to Haman. You see, one of the purposes that what Satan does is this. He moves and surrounds leaders of nations with wicked people. And the Bible says that evil communications corrupt what? Good manners. Getting ahead of myself, but we can see how Mordecai, who understood the times and seasons and what Israel ought to do together with Esther. It wasn't a physical battle that they prayed, and he saw how God removed Haman. That why? For the purposes of God for Israel to be fulfilled. Are you all following me? Please keep playing that music in the background so I don't... Something soft, please, so I don't rush through. In another version says, in the Good News Bible, it says that, keep evil advisors away from the king, and his government will be known for his justice. Now, let the Bible interpret itself. I've already mentioned it, but let me add the scripture to show you. Psalm 119, verse 119. Please put it on the board. What does it say? What's wrong with this stuff? It says Psalm 119, verse 119. I can easily remember it. It says that thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Can't you find it? Psalm 119. Okay. Say, thou puttest away. So who is the thou? Who is the thou? Yeah. So we're not talking about a physical battle here. But there's a way he's going to do it. Say, thou puttest away all. Is it some? So you have two sets of wicked people, generally speaking. The wicked in the church, who don't keep God's instructions, and the wicked in the world, who are not interested in the purposes of God and seek to find themselves, through the help of Satan, into the government. It's what Bible says, if thou puttest away, say, all the wicked of the earth, like what? Dross. So that confirms what that Proverbs chapter 25 says. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. So as a body of Christ, like Pastor has been sharing with us, this is one of the testimonies that the body of Christ, either and I collectively, must fulfill. Praise the Lord. So I've shown you already. Now, the dross also speaks about the sin nature in the born again Christian. Actually, the dross speaks of a sin nature. It's just as the wicked in the world, they have in their spiritual body, and we have in our souls and bodies. That's why you see Christians go into positions of authority and they misbehave. Because they have not learned to remove the dross. Or let me put it this way, like Psalm 50 or so says, he said, who are thou wicked to think that you cast instructions behind me? Because they don't obey the instructions to remove the sin nature. So they begin to act like the world. Are you following me? So let me also explain. The Bible says the finest pot is for silver and the furnace for gold. You see, in the natural, let me just put some explanation behind. When they want to refine silver, they put in a silver pot and they heat it up to high temperatures. So two things happen. So it's either some of the impurities, some of them will burn off. And then the dross will not rise up to the top. So they will scoop it off. That is what Solomon was trying to explain by using that natural illustration. So that's what God is trying to do. What are we talking about? You see, we have come to a time. It's the same thing our Bible says was Psalms 144. Talking about strange children. You have them in the body of Christ. You also have them in the world. Are you all with me? So, let's look closely at the word to take away. Yes, say take away. He said, if you don't remove the dross from silver, he said, unless you remove the dross from silver, he said, if you do it, then you get a vessel for the finer. That should take your mind to 2 Timothy. Why it says that if you pour out this, you become a vessel for the honor, sanctified, meet for the master, you prepare. So if you don't take away in the natural now, the dross that are surrounding the king of any establishment, of any nation, are following me? What will happen? God will not have a vessel to use. Are you all with me? Praise the Lord. So I'll quote the scripture. Because you see, you need to understand that God patterns every tone, his desire for every tone, whether natural or whatever, after his own throne. Somewhere in the book of Psalms or so, it says that justice and judgment are the habitation of a throne. It is not Satan that started making thrones. It is God that started making thrones. So every throne on earth should be patterned after that. If you read your Bible and study closely, as somebody said, you're going to read the book of Revelation chapter 4. 12 times, Revelation 4, 12 times he mentions the word throne. That is where the seat of the government of God is. 12 is God number for government. You can go and check it. In one chapter alone. So the habitation of God's throne, the Bible says, is what does it say? Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. So any throne that this does not proceed from has been the corrupt throne. Praise the Lord. So, and like I was sharing, many times you have some leaders, not all, who desire to do the right thing. They want to do it. Let me ask you a question. If the Bible talks about us Christians that are born again with the Holy Spirit, Paul was saying, the things I want to do, I can't do it. The things I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. So I find the law worrying my members, bringing me to captivity into the law of sin. Romans chapter 7, verse 20. If we are struggling with that, how much more, whoever is in leadership, if it's an unbeliever who has a sin nature in his spirit, soul, and body. That is why God raised up a church in every nation to help him subdue the flesh. So if he does right, that is an indication of a good heart. So God begins to walk from the outside with his mercy upon him. Praise the Lord. Are you all with me? So, let me read the scripture. Just a minute. Okay, yes, I said that. So, and you see, I'm getting ahead of myself. You see this example, I already mentioned it in using a man as a type. How God used Mordecai and Esther to remove Haman. And not only Haman, his 10 sons, they were hanged on the gallows. Are you all with me? Very important. This is what God is about to do. He's doing it, but you see, you may be weary. Like God, we've been praying this thing. Every day, Pastor, or not every pastor, well, every day, Pastor Williams come. Satan, use your hold! At times I wonder why, how come the microphone still works? How about the man shouts into the... And you come again, say, Satan, lose it. When he was going to lose it, when I started thinking about it, I saw that God started doing this thing. Like what Professor Olokpare was sharing last week. Some events have taken place recently, and I'm saying, so these things are actually possible? Like airpiece flying to UK, and all the price tickets drop all of a sudden. Why didn't it happen before? You know, let me say this Yoruba adage. I don't know how to explain it. It says, in your lower len yoru, tioro findu. That is his fellow human beings. I don't know, it's a masquerade. You know, there's some, they'll be, you know, they'll be weaving the thing like this. You know, so when, so, say women must not see oro. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that the sound you are hearing from the oro is a person behind it. That is causing the problem. Are you all with me? So, that's why we are here today. I give some other examples that I continue. I just mentioned that, you know, we're not trying to help people promote their business. But these are things that we see. And then you are wondering, so this thing was actually possible before. You see a government, somebody comes into power. He doesn't pay salaries. He doesn't pay pensions. For 8 years he was there. And God keeps him alive for somebody to replace him. And the person comes and pays pensions and salaries and gives the people even an extra month, making 13 months before the person dies. But what you said you cannot do, see, it is there. The same amount we are giving to them. That's what I'm trying to say. The cry of the poor has come to God in Nigeria. So don't be discouraged. Don't be weary. It's a message of encouragement. But for you to key in to what God is doing and cooperate with God. You know why God is doing it little? Because if he does this, everything all of a sudden, it will overwhelm you. And then most people are not ready like Joseph. So God will delay. He said, we'll do here a little today. You rejoice. I see something now. Here a little tomorrow. One day you're going to wake up and see a new Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So how does God do it? He does it through the church and the ministry of angels. Say, through the church and the ministry of angels. So, let's look at this in the Bible. Let me put that, let me read as God gave to me. God, together with his church on the earth, through the ministry of angels, are deployed to establish the thrones of governments upon the earth in righteousness. That is right doing and justice. So that the righteousness of the church and that which proceeds from the throne, the seat of authority in that land, will exalt that nation. So that the nation and the church in the nation can fulfill this prophetic destiny. You see, the church has a prophetic destiny, we all know. To be conformed to the image of Lord Jesus Christ, receive the Spirit that measure as a reward, then go to the ends of your heart to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Are you all with me? And then close this seat. That is our assignment. And so Satan knows that and is trying to stop it. So he raised up false, at times the leaders are wicked. I would encourage us to read one of Pastor's messages where he talked about wicked rulers, benevolent rulers, and godly rulers. See, as we pray, God can change them. He will change them. Those that don't change like Belteshazzar, he will remove them. Are you all with me? So, that tells you again, you see, there was a time the Church of Christ just believed, prayed that, oh God, let's give us a Christian president. It is true that God he doesn't mind giving us. But we don't need a Christian president to rule. That Daniel was in a strange land. He wasn't in a Christian nation, told to speak. Pastor said, no temple, no Bible, but no what, no priest. But through four boys, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, without the ark in Babylon, they carried the ark. But I said, the government shall be upon his shoulder in Babylon. So this generation does not have an excuse. Let me stick with my message. Praise the Lord. Yes, so don't say, no, they are too much. Brother, in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I sought for one man. Can one man carry the ark? Yes. You, one man, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's what we need. Praise the Lord. So, talking about Daniel. Yes. Yeah, I was. So I said, that's why the righteousness proceeding from the church can exalt the nation. Why? Because Nigeria or any other nation has a prophetic destiny to fulfill. So as his church is fulfilling his own prophetic destiny, the nation also must fulfill its prophetic destiny. That's why you see Isaiah 18 in the Bible talking about Nigeria. Are you all with me? Praise the Lord. So it's very important for us to know. So righteousness will exalt, you know. That is, the righteousness there speaks about the church. Bible says, what has righteousness got to do with unrighteousness? Talking to the Corinthian church. So it is that righteousness, the right doing of the church, is going to exalt the nation. Are you following me? So that the nation, now when it's exalted, it can fulfill its prophetic destiny. Proverbs 14, verse 3, New Living Translation. It puts, they say, godliness makes a nation great. Praise the Lord. So that's why you see the psalmist cry out and say, oh, that the salvation of Israel, we can put that nation there in place of Israel. We are coming out of Zion. The salvation of Nigeria is going to come out from the Zion church in this nation. The salvation of every nation will come out from that church. That's why the Bible says that, just like I said, you are the salt of the earth. Say, so you are the light of the world. So there is no politician, nobody. Stop disturbing yourself about they rig this one and they put this one there. It's you. We are not standing where we ought to be. My Daniel did not pray in tongues. So it was limited to his understanding. God gave him understanding. I mean, praying is understanding. Are you all with me? So let's look at it. You know, that's why I say, and ask you, and say, Psalm 110 verse 8, it says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies of you. Say, the Lord has sent for the rod of his strength out of Zion to rule in the midst of his enemies. So like Daniel, you're in Babylon. You are talking to the king, and you are not in negative way. You are making decisions from that doesn't know. Are you all with me? Praise the Lord. So let's look at Daniel for an example. We know that story. Daniel went on a 21-day fast. When he understood by the books that the time for them to return has come. So that's very important. That's why you have the sons of Issachar. And thank God for Pastor Omi. They tell us this is what God is about to do. When he saw it, so I'm sure him and the other Hebrew boys, they started praying about it. Then God began to move years ahead of Daniel. So what I want us to see is this. In the 21st day, that's why we can't stop praying. We keep on praying until the answer comes. So when he kept on, the Bible now saying, God now sent an angel to him and told him what God was going to do. Now, what I'm talking about? I'm talking now about the church and the ministry of angels. Now, look at how the ministry of angels and the church, using Daniel as a type, work together. Then an angel appeared to him. Now, let's open to Daniel chapter 11, verse 1, the Amplified Bible. And what the angel told him is because... Are you with me? It says, Daniel chapter 11, verse 1 says, also, I, the angel, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood up to confirm and to strengthen him, Michael, the angelic prince. Daniel prayed, and God sent an angel. Darius was a heathen king, to strengthen and to confirm him. That is, there will have been forces that want to remove him. Why? Through Satan. No? Understand? Through Satan. Are you following me? Like what Haman was trying to do. Bible says that. God, be wise though. Don't join people to say negative things about whoever God has put there. If God has put him there, he has put him there. That is for your discipline. But you learn to obey God. And rule him of enemies. So that angel went to not Daniel, to confirm and to strengthen Darius, because he had an assignment to fulfill, which he did further down. That was the story when in time of Ezra, after they're already gone, when they went back, you know, these people rose up. Now, what I'm talking about, Daniel didn't go. He didn't go to back to the promised land. He died in Babylon. But his prayers, years after, when they were building, they did in time of Ezra. You know what happened? Then all these guys, Sambala, Tobias, they rose up. And they said, how come you are building this thing? You don't have a right. Who told you? Then they now went back. That was when Darius was building. Daniel had already died at that time. So you can imagine the effect of your prayer. But pastors, that God stores up prayers. So he had moved ahead of time to make sure it was Darius that comes to the throne. So when they got there, for you to understand what happened. You know what happened? They opened the book. So, God help me. How do I explain this thing? You see, it could have gone either way. If Daniel had not prayed, say enough. See the question of enough in 21 days. If Daniel had not prayed enough, they could have brought you to the king and said, who are those people? Tell them to stop. I don't have time for nonsense. But because Daniel has supplicated sufficiently. You see, I'm going to talk about something. You see, you can't cut corners in prayer, especially praying with all kinds of prayer. You cannot pray with petition, first supplication, groaning, and then you skip supplication. You'll not get the desired result. Understand me? Understand me? Understand what I'm saying? Understand what I'm saying? No. Let it sink into your heart. You can't remove one until you get the result. If you get it, it will not be everything. Understand you? I can say without any fear. It won't work. Oh. It's not these things that they have taught us over the years. It's not religious fables. Oh. In those days, pastor will come, the back of Moses, he will extract Ephesians 6, 8, he will bring up on the tabernacle of Moses, how you stand, you wash your feet, moving. It is now being fine-tuned. I shared it over and over again, just come to my heart again. I used to say in my heart in those days, how do you know that the first supplication is for you, and then the second supplication is for the other people? You won't know what I'm saying in my heart. I'll be fine like everybody. I'll say, yes, amen, amen. So one day we were praying. I shared it over and over. So when we were praying in that place, we were in a problem. I wasn't even concentrating. You know, God in his infinite mercies. So we were praying. Then he came and asked me, he said, how do you know that the first supplication is for yourself, and then the second supplication for those who have to come? I looked and I said, who's talking to me, for God's sake? He said, I don't know. He now quoted in Luke or Matthew for me. He said, first of all, remove the beam that is your eye. Then, say, first of all, that's your mind, first obligation. Then you now see clear to remove the mote in your brother's eye. So you can see already that the first obligation is, see, these are hidden things that pastor and mommy have taught us all these years. So you can't skip one, because petition is easy. Then you now take petition of 30 minutes, now grown for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, it will not work. I'm talking about to prayer. It won't work. You won't get the result. You can imagine the present state of the Nigerian church. Say, we are passed unto you. You will not dance. We are mourned. That's what Jesus Christ told them. That's not Emmanuel. Let me continue. So we saw how God moved through the midst of angels to confirm Darius. That's why you understand now, in those days when we used to pray, when the president would be sick, I would pray. Please, why are you praying for him? Why are you praying for him? You don't understand. That's why you have to pray in the spirit. Stop praying the understanding alone. Are you following me? Let your understanding be 10%. Yes, let that be your tithe. You want to say you know more than God? Follow me. So I'll give another example. Okay, let me read about. So look at what Darius did. As I was mentioning, Pastor already did some days ago. He gave a prophetic word that's applicable to us today. So when he opened the books and he read it, like I said, if Daniel had not prayed enough, the man will open the book, he will leave it. Say, oh, okay, don't worry. You have to help me, Lord. You have to help me. Do you remember Joshua? When they brought victories to him, Bible said they did not seek counsel from God. They took their victories and make up for him. Who told you could have opened the book back to Darius? He could have said, okay, tell them to go and stop. In fact, bring them back. I don't want to read anything. I don't want to see it. But what, the question, what made one person do it and another person did not do it? Knowing that we are all compassed about with the same infirmity, there was somebody that prayed through. not for one day. He kept on praying until he got a release, 21st day. God said, Daniel, a man greatly beloved, that this thing will not happen in your time. We've finished. O ti pari ise. Let us pari ise for our generations to come. So, Ezra, this is what he said. Ezra 6, verse 12 said, and God, when Ezra was talking, had caused his name to dwell there. Destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to the, put their hand to the altar and to destroy. No, he was given a command that anybody that stops them to, from building the altar, that they should destroy his house and all that. And this is what he now said. Talk about God causing all things to work together for good. What Satan meant for evil. He now said, this house of God, I made a decree. Said, this house of God, which is at Jerusalem, I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. That's it there. Let it be done with speed. Let it be done with speed. Holy Spirit, thank you. How come? We're talking about supplication. How come when they lied against Daniel under Darius, he did not ask from God that to find out what they were lying and the truth in lions then? Because every human being has his own will. So if you don't pray enough, you can make a wrong decision. He will say, my thought was actually evolving. You know what I'm talking about? I was evolving and evolving and evolving. Now, the guy is now setting it. He's now taking that his own gospel to force down everybody's throat. God is patient too, but not forever. So, he said, with speed. And that takes me to that, what he said. That the church, Israel, should complete that temple with speed. It is the same thing God is telling us through what Ara said many years ago. Looking for and hastening the coming of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12. And it says, as you look forward to the day of God, and what? Speed is coming. So what Daniel told them then, the natural, to finish the temple on time. He's telling us why. Today, we too should. Speed is coming. Praise the Lord. Second negative example is as a positive example to see how church works through the ministry of angels. So you don't pray and then you don't lose the angel. I'm talking about battle prayer. It's all packed, it's the same package. Bible says there have been angels in Hebrews chapter 1. The last verse says, are they not all ministering spirits to minister? He said to minister for. He didn't say to minister to. There's a difference. He says to minister for. So you send them. If he says to minister to, that means they are sent to you. It's technical. Like seed and seeds can make a difference between answers to your prayer. Wake up. So you know what happened? I'll just give an example. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. When Herod was misbehaving, killing everybody, killed James, wanted to kill Peter. Peter escaped. And then the church gathered together. Pastor said they prayed without ceasing. You know what happened? It wasn't Peter that went to go and kill him. And in Kida Shay, forgive me, it's not James' head that killed Lomu. No, I'm talking about Yoruba. No, that's what I'm talking about. It was the prayer they prayed at that time that loosed an angel that smote him and he bled once immediately. And folks, this was just an infant church at that time. But they understood. So, that's that. Now, you know why Satan was trying to. But before that time, you know what Satan wanted to do? He knew that Daniel was a praying man. So he attacked Daniel. It's in Daniel chapter 6 that the presidents and the princes raised up a storm against him and said that, it should not bother you to send any petition to any god apart from the king. They puffed up the emotions of the king. They want, you know. So he already seen Daniel, like you coming to pray all the time. He already knows the direction you are going. So wanted to kill Daniel ahead of time. That was Daniel chapter 6. All this one that took place was later. When the Bible now said, when Daniel understood that that writing was, the Bible said he continued to pray 3 times as before on his knees. But Satan had moved earlier on to kill him. Satan knows those that are praying and those are not praying. You don't understand. Pastor may not know. One may not know. But Satan knows those that are praying and those that are not praying. Because he can see what is coming out of your mouth as it's rising to heaven every day. So he knows that I'm living on 4 liters every day. He knows. We're not playing games, though. He knows those that are praying because he knows those that are hitting him. I know those that are not hitting him. I know where the powerhouse is. Don't think he doesn't. Don't deceive yourself by not doing it. He knows, though. So he knows those to attack and those to just leave. So, are you following me? So what I was saying, why this message? One of the reasons is we also always quote it in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 4. So that the church can grow into perfection and fullness. Preach the gospel, like I already mentioned, to everyone, and give the opportunity for everybody to get born again. So this is what God told us to do. But you see, he said, first of all, he didn't say, if I said, pray, then it's okay, pray alone. Why would he say supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men? That means if you take supplication and you leave prayers, which is petitions, or you leave intercessions, say, can I be going for 20 minutes? You're not praying for all men, no. You're praying for yourself. You're just delaying, you're just postponing the evil day. That's why I put it in plural. Intercessions. The Spirit Himself maketh intercession. How? For us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Shall a nation be born at once? Yes. For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Cut down your travail and you extend the day of your affliction of this nation. A doctor comes and gives you instructions and says, this is what you take. This is what you take. God forbid. The convenience comes and says, Pastor, this is what you take. This is what you take. This is what you take. I don't know what they mixed inside, but I can believe the integrity of this man. Is God a liar? So I said, no, I won't take this one. It's bitter. I'll take this one. I say, take an injection. No, I'm not going to take this injection. You have more days to spend and suffer under that affliction. Let's keep reading. So that's why I said, it says that we may lead the quiet and the peaceful life in all God. Say all godliness. That's about perfection. And now goes to say, who will have all men, not some, including those you are praying for, to be saved, born again, and come to the knowledge of the truth, perfection. It's for everybody. Not everybody will obey it. But this is the route. You, the church, all godliness, say all godliness. Whole, spirit, soul, and body. Then it now says that all men, including you that is praying, will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise the Lord. Second point I have here is this. That God wants righteousness to and justice to reign in every nation, as I said earlier on. You know why? We're in a time in, we are living now in the world in Isaiah 59, verses 14 to 15. I'll read. It says, and justice and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, not only in Nigeria. For truth is falling in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord heard it, Lord saw it, and despised him that there was no judgment. Later on, it says that he saw there was no intercessor. Truth is following the spiritual. The other day, I read in a verse in the state of New York, they want to legalize adultery. Yes, so they've already voted. I think it's 54 to 4. That is, you can commit adultery. It's not against the law. They are likely to pass it. So it's 50, I think it's 54 or 52 to 4. It's going to pass. So now, you understand? You see, you get what I'm trying to say. Bros, they are using it to put you in our face. What do you want to do? Often, kumalara, they pass gay marriage. What do you want to do? Now, you see, Bible says that the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth his hand to iniquity. What will happen for a judge? don't determine the cases that come to you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And yet you have a Laodicean church that does not understand purpose and destiny. A Josiah church that is passive. Mom said, contend for the faith that was once delivered. It's not a physical, it's a spiritual contention. That God will remove the wicked advisors. We are not, it's the one that will do it. When I say take away, I didn't explain it. You see, it's not necessary the person will die. No. Take away means to seize. He can remove person from this place and take him this place, like he did for Vashti. Vashti didn't die. But Vashti could not have stood in the place that Esther stood for. So God moved him and put Esther there. Vashti didn't die. So don't think some will die. Some will not be able to do anything again. Some will just move them from this ministry to other ministry. But God will come by intention of his church through the ministry of angels. So they didn't kill Vashti, just put her in the house there. That's all. Just say they'll be eating. Come again, one more. And put the right person who will do God's will there. So when you see a king who has a wife as a Christian, pray. It may be the night time that he will say, Oni, don't do this thing. That is when the wicked advisor, like a man and a woman there, will say, Oni, move. I have something I want to tell you. What is it? Let me first of all serve you. They go and look for what the man likes. You understand? That's what I studied, though. But meanwhile, for her to have done that, there was a Mordecai at the gate of the king. And I told him, I said, you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. So before you open your big mouth and say it's married to an unbeliever, didn't Esther marry an unbeliever? But I wake up and mind your own business. And God is doing what he's doing. He will just say, on knee. Maybe he wants to touch her. Stop, I don't have time. Why are you boning? They say, because they will quickly, okay, if you want this, let's negotiate. Okay, it's no problem. Don't worry. They will cancel it tomorrow and leave them. End of story. You're looking at me like I'm talking rubbish. What did Herodias do? Herodias, what did he do when they were going to kill John the Baptist? The same spirit at work could have worked the other way to beg them and say, release him. God causes all things to work together for good if his church prays. That's why you see travail before that scripture. Let's keep reading. So God will say, I said, so that's why Psalm 125 verse 3 says, for the Lord of wicked shall not rest upon the Lord of righteous. Let's rather put for the answer. The way this thing is going, is the church does not arise. Christians are already doing it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Christians attend gay marriage. It doesn't matter. To go and bear witness to abomination. I don't think it is wrong. It doesn't matter. So you find all those things going on. Christians are being to put their hand forth iniquity. And if Christians keep doing that, it will increase the increasing abounding iniquity. So that is why my third point here is that I already spoke about it. God plants faithful people, tested people, extras that have submitted to Mordecai when nobody knows. He puts them beside kings. And then he removes wicked advisors like Vashti. So he said, for you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. As I was praying, I was coming. God now gave me a perfect example again of how this thing is linked to our prayer. Hushai the Archite, David's friend. So what I'm saying is, even if the king is wicked, like Absalom, God knows how to turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. So Ahithophel became a what? Wicked advisor. So when it was time, listen, it was Nathan that told David and said, what you have done in secret, your neighbor will do it in public, and all your wives. So when they gave that word to David, Ahithophel was not there. But he preached, judge everything you say and do by the love of God. But he picked the wrong signal in the spirit. And he said, Absalom, you have to do something that the whole of you will abhor your father. So take all the concubines and sleep with them on the rooftop. And he did it. that the word of God might come to pass that was spoken by Nathan. But it didn't have to be Absalom that would do it. It didn't have to be Ahithophel that would say that scripture. But because it was the wrong place at the wrong time, the wrong people. So, you know what happened? All that went on. But all those could happen because David had not yet prayed enough. That's what I'm getting at. They now came and told David and said, David, Ahithophel has joined Absalom. Instantly, he said, God, because that was Ahithophel's counsel was like the oracle of God. When he said it, it comes to pass. You know what I'm saying? He prayed a simple prayer. He said, Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And what says in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14, it says, and Absalom and all, if you read it earlier on, I don't want to. Bible says, when they gave Ahithophel, he gave him that counsel. He said, I don't worry, I just take 12,000 men. I will chase David, kill him, and do that, blah, blah, blah. And the Bible says that Absalom was very pleased. It was the counsel of God. Because David was already outside the will of God. But mercy spoke on his behalf. You know what he did? He prayed a prayer. He said that in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. He said, and one told David and said, let me skip that. No, 17 verse 14. And Absalom and all the men, you know, of Israel said, Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel. It's not a bad counsel. Said the good counsel. Because David was destined to die because of his sin. But Nathan had said something. When he quickly repented, he said, God has put away your sin. So another law came into operation. But he was chasing like the law of the, what's it called in, already taken effect. If he had not repented, he would have died. He was already set when he made that mistake. But when he repented, immediately, others, so massive justify judgment. Now, the outworking is what we see. So he now said, David just said, Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel. Second supplication. So when so all the things that we are doing there, Hushai the Archite, go on his story. I don't have time. When he got there, he said, my Lord, the king, live forever. He said, are you going to betray your friend? Like, he said, everywhere the king is my friend. He couldn't even think. But anyway, that was how God turned the counsel of Ahithophel, as is a wicked counselor, to foolishness. The fourth point I have is this. For time has come for judgment to begin in the house of God. The feast of Purim has begun. Like I said earlier on, I said, look, I didn't explain. I put it down in my notes. Let me just explain before we talking about the wicked. You know that word that says that to take away. Say to take away is to remove, cause to cease, to take from among the living, either by natural death or by violence. So when we read the scripture in Isaiah that says the righteous is taken away for the evil to come, it is true. It means that a person can die because of the temptation that is coming in the end time. But the other side is this. When God sees that this person, where he is now, his heart is not humble enough to handle what is coming, he will remove the person, put him there. Now take somebody else whose heart is right and put it there. Because when the temptation comes, that first person cannot handle it. Doesn't have sufficient grace. Which comes from humility. It's not that they will die. No. That's what happened to Vashti. God just removed Vashti. Two natural mistakes that she made. Because of a wrong attitude to the king. So it takes Vashti. And put Vashti in the house. Just be enjoying. And now goes to raise up Esther. And puts Esther there. It doesn't mean that the person will die. No. God can make the person stop work. Are you all with me? So, the fourth point, I'll read. What do I know? It's not a waste time. Say, but for judgment must begin in the house of God. Say, if the righteous be scarcely saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner do? You see, in Nigeria is beginning to imagine. I know. Don't be discouraged, folks. Let's stay and do what God has told us to. Let us obey instruction. We see our life. God will do it. He has done it many times. We have seen him before. I was reading about the story. Many things go on that you don't know as a Christian because you are not there in Asurok or wherever. I read an article some days ago. I'll come to this judgment issue now. I'm going to round up. about Chief Afebola, who was in the Vanguard, about when there was a company, this, what was it called? I forgot the name now. They brought the first GSM to the nation under Abacha. So they already sold that thing to them and made a pact that they are the only ones that can do that thing in Nigeria. Then Afebola, Chief Afebola, he wrote it. He started talking about one of the achievements of Chief Olusegun Obasanjo. He said, so when President Obasanjo came there, wanted to bring in other network, whatever, they went to court. They went to get the best lawyer in Nigeria. The man is dead now, I'll mention his name. The best lawyer, son. Some of you, if you are wise, you know what I'm talking about. To win that case. Then Chief Obasanjo went to, what's it called? Afebola Chamber. So they went to court and they won the case. Now the rest is history. Everybody can use the cell phone now. Something that in those days in Ghana they had been using. Pastor Andrew followed Pastor to Ghana one time and he came back. He told me, he said, the security man rode the bicycle, had a cell phone. Now how did that come to be? It didn't just happen, no. Satan doesn't want to let go. When you shall Satan lose Nigeria, doesn't want to lose it that easy. We are still being in bondage today. To not night not or whatever. Yes, even when they came with MTN and Econet in those days for you to get a line. You see what God is going to do, my folks. Go and advise people that are increasing their tariff. Once other people come in, the price will drop. Folks, his pride is pushing everybody. I'm the only one. I'm the only one, like Elijah. I'm the only one. God, there's 7,000 inventions that he in the cave that God will bring out. I can remember when I was young in those days. Folks, you would drink water from the tap. Water never used to go. Yes, sir. And Pastor Abraham, you remember in those days, in my I went to a Abidina school. Me and Pastor Abraham were in the same class. Maths. I would do my lady. I've been doing these things. You remember Pastor Ibrahim in those days? You will enter a bus, 9-year-old boy, 10, in no bus. You enter the bus, they will put 3 kobo. They will put children only. Because adults will want to see pay 3 kobo. About adults, 5 kobo. How many children will understand what is 5 kobo or 3 kobo today? Then your parents were not afraid that they will kidnap you. You will enter it as a place in Abadina, it turns round. Then you enter it. As you are entering it, they will roll it. Then they will cut the ticket. They will give it to you. Then they will drive all the way. Then which will drop at Songobia. And you walk across to where Water Corporation is. Then you take a taxi. Nobody was afraid though. An ordinary person can get a house if walking into government. You know what I'm saying? You know, they asked, a guy asked the question. He said, which one of you saw this house in its glory? What does it look like? It's going to happen again. A back to prophesy. Said the glory of this latter house, Nigeria, shall be greater than the former. So old ones, don't be discouraged. At times I look at it. We used to live in Bodija number 23, old Bodija, Ebukun Avenue. You could go from house to house, no fence. They were just plant flowers. You would go from house to house. I would walk like that until I get to Davis Hotel. Come out, no fence. No fence. My dad and mom traveled. They went to Bodija police station. No. Ask the Corporation Police Station to get police for us. Then they will come, they will march in the evening with Mark 4. How many people can get police protection today? My dad was a civil servant. He was working in the Western State Library. He was a librarian. Yes, they came. They will come, we'll give them tea. They want the next day, they will wake up and they will walk and they will salute you and we'll go. So if you are saying these things to children, they don't believe it. 3 kobo. They don't even know what is 3 kobo. When they change money, that's when this man saying 100 kobo is equal to 1 naira. Naira and kobo. You can know the elderly ones and the old ones. Yes. So he was telling them, he said, which one of you saw this house in its glory? I could go on and on. In Ife. 1983, I was in Ife. You had your bill ticket. 50 kobo. You. Some of us are always misbehave. You know you are going to waste your money on misbehaving. You drink. So, in order not to go hungry, just buy. You can calculate every day. So, you calculate and you buy it. So, keep it in your locker. So, at least, if food goes out of poverty, out of touch, then poverty is of no effect again. You know about that adage, Yoruba. So tell your master student today, there's a service in the cafeteria. He says, it's not possible. Put it in Haggai. I'll mention that scripture is important. He asked them, he said, God is asking us. Is in Haggai chapter 2, verse 3. Or is it 3 or 4? He was talking to them when they came back from Babylon. And he said, what does it look like in your eyes? This thing that you are trying to build. Are you there? See, he says, who is left among you, the older generation, the Joshua and Caleb generation, that saw this house in glory? Now, he's talking about the temple of God. He's talking about Nigeria. First, if it's for glory. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your own eyes, in comparison of it as it's nothing? Then God began to speak. Put it on the next verse. He began to speak. He said, you will now be strong. Say, be strong. Oh, Zerubbabel. Say, God of hosts, be strong, O Joshua. And Joseph, the son of Joseph, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land. Say the Lord. And walk, for I am with you. Say the Lord of hosts. Work of faith with power. I can't come to my human supply us milk in our house, in old Bodija, from farm milk. Yeah, so I was young, I didn't know, but when I started going, I said, mommy, what are these bottles for? They're some bottles like transparent. They said, you see, man, that's what you were taking when you were young. They will bring it to your house. You would have paid for it. They will take the other empty bottle and take it away. They now bring that one to you. We are going to prophesy to this land, though. Satan will be saying, shall this dry bones live? So begin to prophesy every morning when you're good morning, Jesus. Speak to these dry bones. Then there will be a shaking. And bone will join to his bone. So Vashti will go and join to our bone. Esther, we go and join to our bone, telling you that Aseros, you don't understand. I'm just joking. But it's as you pray and you prophesy through united prayer in the spirit that God will not begin to cause a shaking. The one that travels to a place that there is no airport and he said he spent something million, it will shake. The thing will come out. So don't say God's not answering our prayers. Okay, let me round up because of time. So how are we going to do this? The second one, let's ask scripture. That's in the church. In the nation, Isaiah 26, verses 9 to 12. Read, Amplified Bible. It's prayer. So Isaiah 26, verses 9 to 12. Say, my soul yearns for you, O Lord, in the night. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you earnestly. For only, say only, only, when your judgments are in the earth, will the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. All righteousness and right standing with God. Verse 10. Do a favor. Say, do a favor. He is shown to the wicked. Yet they do not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness. They deal perversely and refuse to see the majesty of the Lord. Though that your hand is lifted to Zion Church to strike, Lord, they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Yet, yes, let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. The triumphing of the wicked is for a moment. How do we do this? Excuse me, let me stop because of time. We've been taught already by making more room for Jesus. See, God is so wise. He has broken the thing down here a little, there a little. So he knows that he cannot pray. Nobody can go. None of us can go on a 40-day fast non-stop. So he breaks it down. So if you pray 1 hour, good morning, Jesus, today, tomorrow. So God begins to, pastor will say, concatulate. Say, concatulate. Go and check your dictionary. But you don't have to careful. Say, concatulate. Say, concatulate. Concalculate is concalculate. Bring together. Yes. So God begins to take some. He will take some. Some of the ones in the Old Testament, he will take it. Some in the New Testament that Paul prayed, he will take it. Some of the ones for Nigeria that Jesus Christ prayed, he will take it. They all stored up there, stored up prayers in bold, like Pastor taught us. That when you now see the people whose hearts are right, united in one spirit, they now begin to pour it out. So, to make up for you that you sleep, I'm not saying sleep. So, the shortage that will have come in through your prayer that day in that group, God will add to it. Are you with me? I'm not saying sleep. So, I say God will add to it. That's what I'm saying. So, in summary, how do we do it? Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
See, Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. It's an instruction for every home. Don't wake up and leave your children behind. If you do that, what happened? Don't Joshua said this. After the generation of Joshua and the elders died, they put their hand to iniquity. Paul says the elderly, they leave an inheritance for their children's children. But you take them along. So as you are praying, they are praying. They are not asking, Daddy, do we have to groan? Do we have to do this all the time? You know the questions they ask. Then if that does not work, then the next thing will lie back on the bed. They say, I'm feeling strong. Everybody kept quiet. Everybody kept quiet. You better carry them, both spiritual and physical. But don't leave them behind. Because if you leave them behind, they are not trained. They don't understand it. Let the righteous put forth their hand to iniquity. Don't be like Hezekiah. I said, even though this is not in my own time, then he carried all the children to Babylon. So what am I saying? How do we serve God? He said, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Romans chapter 1 verse 9 says, Paul said, God is my witness that without ceasing, I make much of you always in my prayer with my spirit, putting on the board. So when Joshua was saying in the Old Testament that he's going to serve God, him and his house, in New Testament, we serve God here. Look to Romans, bring that to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Spirit. You are limited when you pray mentally. It's like trying to walk here from here to Lagos when you have access to a jet that can take you from the airport straight to Lagos. So no spirit lies dormant there. It can't walk. Mercy. So I wrote something here. We now come to that place, you know. Let me quote the scripture. I also put there, that's like, you know, that what's it called? That pastor taught us about making one choice. And also give more diligence in the frequent use of the blood, the word, and the spirit to walk in the spirit. Then we already have a whatever we call a weapons upgrade. I call it a spiritual ATK. I just saw this thing. Talking about attack damage. Say attack damage. That is when you fire a shot, you get the maximum damage in the camp of the enemy. That's what it's called, ATK. That means dealing more damage with every hit. That is what you damage in the kingdom, enemy's kingdom today, tomorrow will be more. And the only way you can do that is when you are perfect love goes. When you fire, you can even be playing just in the old rubber kuruma sakata tata. Then the Bible says that when God was going to kill Ahab, somebody pulled a bow adventure. He just prayed adventure. Rabaku rimosa. Everybody just say Rabaku masse. And went and hit the guy between the feet ribs, in between the harness. The guy didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know when he fired it. It's an adventure. Like, I've not even shot anything this morning. I just pia. But we know not what we should pray for as what. But the spirit maker is enough for us to go and it cannot be uttered. So when you fire it, you don't even know. Just pray without ceasing. You just fire it. Then the bow goes adventure. Then they'll say, so and so has happened. I said, thank God though. Who am I? No, I don't know. You told you it's not your prayer that God used. Once the heart is right, you reckon in heaven. And they also have a defense against all attacks. High defense. Taking less damage. So when Satan comes to attack, you raise up a standard. You know, we begin to go from lesser and lesser collateral damage to zero collateral damage. Because when you attack him and you defeat him, he's not happy. There will always be a repressor attack. So when the repressor attack is coming and following me, but because you are walking in love, he can't touch you. He said, if he comes and find nothing in me, I close with this story. You know the story of David? When he was old, he went to go and fight. And when they were fighting, there was one guy called Ishbibonet, one of the giants. So he pulled a sword. He was going to kill David. But because there was unity, Abishai was not wishing that David would make him king. But I said, the sword called Ishbibonet, and he saved David's life. But if Abishai had intention to become a king, he would move back and they would kill. Have you ever wondered? I just occurred to me some time ago. Have you ever wondered why Satan wanted to make Paul blind? Satan doesn't stop. Galatians, if you find the problem, you know, he said, when you saw me with infirmities of my eyes, I said, come on, you are ready to pluck, put it on the board. He said, pluck out your eyes and give me. You know why? Because I understood purpose that God had put, when Paul started saying, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. So he already saw that this man is beginning to write the scripture. So he doesn't want to make it blind. Put it on the board. I'm sorry for shouting, please. Galatians 4 say, where is the blessedness you speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. We've put another version, it will show you. To you, you wondering what is Paul? What's wrong with him? Maybe he has sinned. No. He was going to write the scriptures. How can a man mind those who write scripture without being braille? Let me puncture his eyes. That was what I was going to do. See, what has become of that blessed enjoyment and satisfaction and self-congratulation that once was yours in what I taught you and in your regard for me? For I bear you witness that you would have torn out your own eyes and have given them to me to replace mine, if that were possible. Let's because of time, some other versions explains it. There was a time in Paul's life he had a problem with his eyesight. Now the question is this: where did the attack come from? Is it from God? Satan. Now this is Satan doesn't the same way that God does not do anything without a reason. Satan does not attack without a reason. If he knows you have been destined to play football, he can break your leg when you are very young. Yes, so. Yes, so. Yes, so. So that's how I can know where Satan is going to. When he saw that they are giving birth to, Christ was about to give him birth to, he didn't attack the elderly, he went to attack the babies that were born. They can begin to understand how he operates. When you see a pressure in a particular area, they know, hey, is it not? So he saw that God had commissioned Paul. I already started writing his letters. Okay, next, don't worry, leave him. Let us do something so we'll not be able to read and write again. But he failed. You know why he failed? Let's stand to our feet. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. So I don't know what you are going through. Don't be weary. Why are we looking at things that are seen? But things that are not seen. But things that are seen in Nigeria are temporal. But things that are not seen, which we are beginning to see, are eternal. Praise the Lord. Let's stand at attention. I read it. He said, this truth is marching on. The church is the pillar and the ground of truth. But there is nothing you can do against the truth but for the truth. Let the enemy come in like a flood. The Spirit of God will do what? Raise up a standard against him. The scripture came to mind, I'll just read it. It's a, I believe it's a promise that God is about to finish in Nigeria. We always quote it in Isaiah chapter 1, where it says that I'll restore to you your judges as at the first. We've been talking about what happened when I was young. 9-year-old boy. Enter bus alone. No breaking in. No complaining in the streets. Nobody was afraid. But now how many people can send their children to school to go and enter any? It was so good there was no Okada, no bike rider. You enter a taxi. Nobody used to ride Okada. Where is that scripture? It says, and I will restore thy judges in Nigeria as at the first. And thy counselors. That means they are the wrong ones there when he's saying this. Wake up. Vashti has to go for Esther to replace them. Thou will restore thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called Nigeria, the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Next verse. See the position of nation Nigeria. Zion in Nigeria shall be redeemed with judgment and a convert with righteousness. Let us raise our hands and pray. Please, Lord, please have mercy on us. And so receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Receive your life and power in sufficient measure as pronounced. My Father and my God, I thank you for your word. that has come to me today, reminding me of your divine purpose for your church and our land, Nigeria, in this end time. I come to ask for fresh mercy and grace to be swift to answer and to respond to this clarion call as I daily put on the whole armor of God and through united prayer in the spirit and first your kingdom firstly in my life and in our nation Nigeria, that righteousness will exalt Nigeria and that Nigeria will fulfill our prophetic destiny hidden in the written word. Let's not pray in the spirit. Rabba santara masala bakutol monsantara bakuria. Rama suntora monsike baya borubo santara kuria. Rubro se makala baturia. Rama sumprene kuria baturia mosha. Rubro suprene. Rumo santara bakuria masala bakura bakutopra kutopra kutopra basaria. Rama supre. Rama sukuro monsankara bori kataboria. Rumo sumpre mesukara maturia katahaya kata. Rama sombra makurima kutopra kutopra. In Jesus' name. If anybody needs healing, the apostle sent his word and he healed them. I divide them for their destructions. Father, I come to remit our sins, myself and everybody whose hands are raised up, both on site and online. Now look in you for healing. Father, we need a strong body to fill what they have just said. Father, we come to pray for healing for everyone that is raised this day. The Bible says himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. By his stripes we were healed. Lord, we are not asking, but we receive healing like we receive the Holy Ghost baptism. As a gift, healing is a gift. Receive healing for every hand that is raised. But I say we are healed from the top of our head and to the soles of our feet in the name of God. As it says, peace be still to every raging storm in every mind. As well for every need found to be met. You have promised that you will keep us alive in famine. Therefore, thank you for coming and open the trails of each storm unto your people. In Jesus' name. Let's pray in this prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.